the herbs and get a humble thought.
Yes, you are. 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 mundo entero. We'll be right back. sort of nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat if you spot the heat around the corner.
We'll be right back. are two kinds of sufferers in this world. Those who suffer from a lack of life and those who suffer from an overabundance of life. I've always found myself in the second category. When you come to think of it, almost all human behavior and activity is not essentially any different from animal behavior. The most advanced technologies and craftsmanship bring us, at best, up to the super chimpanzee level. Actually, the gap between, say, Plato or Nietzsche and the average human is greater than the gap between that chimpanzee and the average human. The realm of the real spirit, the true artist, the saint, the philosopher, is rarely achieved. Why so few? Why is world history and evolution not stories of progress, rather this endless and futile addition of zeros, no greater value to development? Hell, the Greeks 3,000 years ago were just as advanced as we are. So what are these barriers that keep people from reaching anywhere near their real potential? The answer to that can be found in another question, and that's this. Which is the most universal human characteristic? Fear or laziness?
drum is central to the music. And the drum is Africa.
Jack, 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 J Thank you.